the British UK Labour leader Keir Starmer will address his party's annual conference for the first time as Prime Minister this afternoon. After a string of controversies about everything from cutbacks to Taylor Swift tickets, he will attempt to lift the mood of the nation and indeed of his party when he speaks at 2 o'clock. John Rentoul of the London Independent joins us now from the press room in Liverpool. John, what's he expected to say this afternoon?
Well, we've had quite an extensive advance notice of some of the passages from his speech. Nothing very surprising, but trying to sort of switch from the doom and gloom which has dominated Labour's message since the election about the awfulness of the inheritance from the Conservatives to sort of setting out a bit more detail about the sunlit uplands that that beckon ahead if the government can get a grip of all the problems it has taken over from the Tories.
Mm-hmm. You've been writing about this, and I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially you seem to be saying that one of Keir Starmer's main problems is that while he and the Labour Party had a plan to get elected, they didn't seem to have that much of a plan as to how to govern.
No, I think, that's one of my big criticisms of him, is that he did rather waste the chance to prepare for government, which, he needed to do. And I think a lot of the mistakes of the past 2 months have been errors of inexperience and lack of preparation. I think they weren't expecting the issue of free gifts to come and bite them in quite the way it has, and I just don't think they have prepared the policy ground particularly well. The cut to the winter fuel allowance for pensioners was not something they intended to do. Something that they decided to do in fairly short order after the election, and it's gone down extremely badly.
Mm-hmm. Is it fair to say, though, that this government, that it was never likely to have the same level of excitement about its early days in office as Tony Blair had back in 1997? I mean, I've heard their landslide described as a loveless landslide. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fair. And that's absolutely. But I think that was what the voters knew they were getting when they voted Labour. They weren't expecting miracles. They weren't, they did recognise that, the fiscal position, the state of the public finances bore no comparison with 1997. I mean, then Labour did inherit a very good fiscal position. This time they didn't, but people were prepared to put up with difficult choices. But until one of them landed on their doorsteps, which was the cut to pensions, fuel allowances, and they didn't like it. I mean, because they felt it was the wrong priority to hit pensioners, including some quite low pensioners on quite low incomes.
John Rentoul of the Independent at that Labour conference in Liverpool. Thank you very much for talking to us.